Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie, combining kingdom wisdom with marketplace strategies for spiritual, personal, professional, and business success. WWRJ empowers you to seamlessly integrate spirituality with the reality of the marketplace. And during this time, Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie encourages and equips you to become that marketplace influencer God envisioned. And here is your host, Jackie Shower.
Good morning, or good afternoon, as I should say. It is such a pleasure to have you with us on today, and I am just excited, and I thank God every day for the love affair he and I share. It's totally beyond compare. And today, it's a great day here in Detroit. The weather is awesome, and I am so glad that you have joined us at this time in order for you to be a part of Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie. And I am excited, as always. It's good to be excited, because when you are excited, what begins to happen is that you are no longer afraid to do what you need to do, and you're no longer afraid to go and be what you need to go and be and do and become. And so I am always excited because it propels me into action, and it forces me to do the things that I probably don't want to do, because I just get excited about it. And as long as I know that there's an excitement to it and I'm excited about doing it, then I know that I'm going to be successful. And that's why I always say, hey, I'm just excited. I'm excited regardless of what the task may be, regardless of what it may take. I'm still just excited about doing what I need to do and getting it done. But I do want to say, on tonight, we will be starting 11:59, a minute to midnight marketplace prayer boot camp. You want to make sure that you're there. Make sure that you get to our website, www.jackieshowers.com, or themeplace.org, in order for you to sign up and subscribe so you can know exactly what we are doing and all of the activities that we're having. And I'm telling you, I know sometimes you say, I can't stay up to 11:59, a minute to midnight. But if you can, you really want to join us. I mean, we just have such an awesome time, and the word that God gives in order to propel us into another place and into another mindset, it is just phenomenal. So you really want to come, you really want to join us, and you really want to participate in it. If you are looking to go higher, if you are looking to really understand what marketplace ministry is all about and what your role is as a marketplace influencer, because you are a marketplace influencer, you want to make sure that you join us at 11:59, a minute to midnight marketplace boot camp, and to join us in all of the other activities that we are looking forward to doing on this year. For those of you who have been following O Breakout for the last few years, we have a date for O Breakout. It is going to be next year, June 23rd through the 25th. So you want to start getting that on your calendar. You will be getting more information about that and some other upcoming events that we have. So you want to make sure that you're connected to us. On Facebook, on Twitter, on LinkedIn, on Pinterest, on Google+, we are out there, as well as our Showers Blessing blog. So you want to make sure that you are connected to us so we can just feed you with a lot of information for you to become everything that God envisioned, so you can experience what God saw: spiritual abundance, wholeness, and wealth. And so we're just excited about everything that's happening and everything that's going forth. And I'm excited. I'm just sitting here sort of with the window open, so you may hear some noises, but I love the breeze. I love the fresh air. And sometimes I just get tired of air conditioning. So if you hear some sirens, if you hear some noise, that's the reason. So I just want to share that with you. But I'm just enjoying this breeze coming through, and it's coming through at this time. But, you know, God is good and God is awesome, and he's just doing great things. And one of the things I began to think about how we always talk about how we are we are, you know, like you said, well, I'm doing this and I'm doing that and I'm doing this and I'm doing that. It takes you back to that, and I call it Marthaism. The Marthaism principle is that you're so busy being busy that you're doing nothing. And so you are so busy being busy that you're really not doing anything. You're not going anyplace. You're like a hamster on a treadmill just going around and around and around and around. But you do feel as though that you are really, that you are doing something. But the question I want to ask you today is, are you just going around and around, or are you being truly progressive? And there is a difference in being in motion and being progressive. That when you see that hamster going around and around and around and around, he's just going around, but he's not being progressive. He's not going anywhere. And so oftentimes when we feel as though that we are getting ourselves into a position of motion, and you say, well, I'm in motion, but are you in full swing of progressing, or are you just sort of like going through the motion? You know, I can remember when my mom would sometimes say clean up, and if anyone knows me, you all have been following me, you all know that housework was just not my cup of tea. And so needless to say, she would always say, you, Jackie, you just went through the motion. In essence, it was like, you know, you took a sweeping look of the room and said, okay, I've cleaned up. And so you have to ask yourself, am I just going through the motion, or am I really accomplishing what I need to accomplish? If motion doesn't lead to results, why do we do it? And you know what? Sometimes we do it because we actually need to plan or learn something more. And that's a good thing. But you know what? But more often than not, we are using it because motion allows us to feel like we're making progress without running the risk of failure. And so it makes you feel as though I'm doing something, but I'm not doing something. It's like when my mom would say, go clean up. And I would just do just enough for me. I would do just enough for me. And she said, you just went through the motion. You know, there may be 10 pieces of paper on the floor, but I may pick up 5. You know, the bed may need it to be made, but I just took the covers and threw them over. I didn't tuck the sheets in. I didn't do all of that. And so some of us, that's what we're doing. You're just going through the motion. Do you feel as though that you are really making progress? So this is the question I want you to ask yourself. Am I really making progress at what I know I need to make progress in doing, or am I just going through the motions? Do I feel as though that I know I'm working, but I don't feel as though I'm getting ahead? I know I'm doing this, but you know, when do I reap the harvest of what I'm doing? Or am I just doing something and I'm never feeling that sense of fulfillment? You know, when you can look at it and say, wow, I did this. You know, this is what I did. You know how you get that feeling when you know I put everything I got into this and I was moving forward and I know I've done it and I know I've done it well. Or do you just say, well, you know what, I'll just keep planning. And I have been caught up in that place of planning where it's almost like you get caught up in this maze and you don't know how to get out. Because you're constantly planning and planning and planning and planning and planning and planning, but you never get to the place of progressing into execution. You never get to that place where you're saying, you know what, I have moved beyond the plan and I moved into execution. Yet planning is motion. Planning, you're learning, you're researching. But at some point, you have to move from just planning and you got to move into progressing. Because I'm going to tell you, when you get into a place where you're just in motion, you're sort of like in a motionless movement. You're doing something, but you're not moving in the process. And after a while, that becomes very frustrating. It becomes frustrating because you begin to realize that, you know what, I've been at this for hours, for days, for weeks, for months, but I'm not seeing the progress that I had hoped. Do something. Stop. Reevaluate where your mindset is. Reevaluate, is this the best use of your time? Reevaluate your relationship with success and failure. Are you still holding on to those behaviors and those fears of success or fear of failure? Take some time. Stop. get off the treadmill, say, you know what, I need to just stop, and I need to sit down, and I need to do this introspective analysis right now, because I need to make a determination whether or not I'm going to continue in this vein, or whether or not I'm going to say, you know, I've got to be honest with myself. I am just going through the motions. I'm just taking that sheet and I'm throwing it over the bed, but I'm not doing all of my due diligence in making sure that I'm also progressing in what I need to do. You know, like you said, I'm going to write a book, and you write the outline, and that's it. And you write the outline, and you say, well, I'm outlining the book. Okay, you outlined it long enough. Now it's time for you to write the book. Get the book written. You know, you say, I'm planning an event, and you say, okay, oh, I'm just going to keep planning this event and planning this event and planning this event and planning this event. You never try to get speakers. You never find a venue, but you're planning this event. But what happens is in the process of your planning this event, you're never going to get ahead because that's all that you're doing. It's like you say, you know what, I need to get in shape. Well, what do? You never do anything to get in shape. You never exercise. You never do anything. You just keep talking about it. And or you may say, you know what, oh, there's a trainer. I'm going to contact that trainer, but you never schedule the appointment to really go to the trainer to begin to train. So you're just in motion, but you're not progressing at all. You know, sometimes you say, I'm going to start a business, but you never do anything. You may sit there and you may say, okay, I'm going to start this business. I got my business cards. I was talking to someone the other week, and I was asking, and I said, well, why is that? I'm looking at all the things you do. All she kept saying was, I got my business card. Finally, I told her, I said, you know, I really don't want to hear that anymore. I don't want to hear that you got your business card anymore. I want you to tell me exactly what you are doing. What are you doing? Having a business card is motion. You went, you got a business card made from wherever. You may have gone to Vistaprint or whatever, but you got a business card. Now, what are you doing with that business card? Are you just, you got a box of business cards that you're keeping at home, or do you have business cards where you're actually passing them out? So that's the question that you need to ask yourself. What am I doing to be progressive? We know that you have to get in motion, you have to get in gear, but you must progress. If you get into a car and you start it up, the engine is in motion, but the wheels are not turning. So you're not going anywhere. You're just static. You're just staying there. So in order for you to go from point A to point B, at some point you're going to have to take the gears, shift them into drive, put your feet on the gas, and move forward. And if you shift the gear into drive and keep your feet on the brake, you're not moving. Yep, you made some motion because you took your feet, you put it on the brake, and you took your arm, and you move the gear to drive, but that's just motion, but you're not progressing. So I want you to begin to get into your mindset the whole premise of, am I progressing? I mean, am I in motion or am I just progressing? Am I going through the motion of going through the motion? Or am I truly progressing? What am I doing? One of the ways that you can know that you're just in motion is, am I at the same place this year that I was last year, at the same place this week that I was last week? Or have I made some progress? What is the progress that I have made? If whatever you're planning to do, ask yourself some of these questions so then you can move yourself out of that place of being motionless, appearing to have motion, and appearing to be progressing. And I'm going to tell you something else. Sometimes being in progress means that you're stopping in order to seek the guidance of God. When you take Mary and Martha, and when Jesus said Mary was doing the best work because Mary was seeking him for guidance, Martha was busy, just busy, busy, busy. And when you're busy, 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 I'm going to tell you what happened. You begin to become very frustrated, and you begin to become, a bitter root sets in your heart for those people that you think in your mindset they're not doing anything. And they may be doing more than you're doing, but in your mind, because you're busy, busy, bee. You're busy, busy, busy. You're in the busyness of being busy, but you're really not getting, or you're really not accomplishing a lot. But you get upset with other people because you think they need to be doing something. I don't know why they just sitting over there. I can remember living at home, and my brother and my sister Patricia. We were still living at home together, and Patricia had just gotten back from the Army. And when she came back from the Army, brother and I were like, we were sort of like lackadaisical. You know, you slept in, you took your time getting up. Well, she was Army minded, and her whole thing was you got to get up, and you got to do this, and you got to do that. And she would just like provoke my mother. They're still in the bed. It's 6:30 in the morning. Yes. We're still asleep. We're still in the bed. Then all of a sudden, the commotion. She didn't provoke my mother, and my mother is saying, "Get up and do this, and get up and do that." But she was busy in the process of being busy, and it would upset her that we were enjoying our sleep and our slumber. And so sometimes what happens is that when you're in the process of being busy, and you feel as though that the other person is not doing what you think they should do, or you feel as though they're not doing anything and you're doing it all, you become very frustrated at that person, and you get mad at that person. But I want to tell you right now, if you see something that needs to get done, get it done. If you're in a partnership, get it done. The other person will begin to work right alongside you, and the other person will begin to do the things that you need to do. All you have to do is don't worry about it, give it to the Lord, and you keep moving. Because when you get in the habit of looking at everybody else, you're not going to accomplish everything that God wants you to accomplish, because you're so busy thinking about what they're not doing that you're losing sight of what you need to get done. And in the process of your not getting it done, what will begin to happen is that you will lose focus. You do not want to lose focus because you want to stay progressive. And if you lose focus, you're going to get back into that place of being in motion, but you're not really being progressive. So don't let anything or anybody distract you from doing what you need to do and from accomplishing what you really need to accomplish. Don't allow those distractions to come your way. You know that you are looking to do a lot more. And I'm going to, and I just want to share, I want to share with you that, you know, in the process of your changing your mindset about progressing and motion, I want you to begin to think about, you know, how can I do what I'm doing smarter? You know, sometimes we think better means that you're going to do a lot more, but you want to be smart in how you're using your time. You want to be smart about how you're maximizing your efforts. And you know, and being smarter doesn't mean that you're going to exert more energy. It means that you're going to be wise in what you're getting accomplished. And so you're doing the process of that motion time when you're planning. You also want to identify, well, what date do I want everything to culminate where I really swing into action? There's a time to plan, but there's a time to get into action, and there's a time to move into action. And when that time comes, you need to have mapped out the entire strategy in order for you to begin to move into that action, into that actionary place. And so when you begin to move into action, know what that date is. Because when you put down a hard date and say, this is the date that I'm moving into action, then what's going to begin to happen is that you truly are going to move from that place of motion into the place of action, because you have a defined date. And, you know, one thing I learned in working for the census during the 2010 census is that they have hard dates. They don't move the deadline. And the bottom line is, when that date comes for whatever activity that is, everybody has to swing into action. You go into action. Because when the deadline date comes, that's it. And so you have to come up with that date that you know you're going to swing into action, but also factor in the date. For every project that you do, for anything that you do, always factor in the date when it's going to end. So then that way you know, I know that there's an end date, and I know what I need to get done. I know when this action date hits, I know there's going to be an end date. Normally, if you're doing an event, it's real simple because you know that that end date is the date of the event. You know on that date, that's when everything must be done. You know there's some things you got to do afterwards, but that is your drop-dead date. And when you're looking at it from that standpoint, on everything that you do, what will begin to happen is that you will begin to manage motion, and motion won't manage you, but you'll begin to progress. And you'll find that you begin to progress more. And a lot of the frustration that you may have been feeling, that frustration will leave you, and that frustration will be gone. But I want you to understand, all of us go through it. I don't care who you are. We all go through those periods where we get stuck in planning. And then you have to push yourself out of it. You have to say, you know what, I'm getting up out of this. I'm no longer just going through the motions of going through the motions, but I am going to be successful in everything that I do. And in order for me to be successful, I know I have my period of planning, but I got to be in action all the time. I have to know that I'm in action. And the more that you plan your day, the better you'll be. And planning your day, you know, you can do it at the beginning and at the end, but plan it. The more that you plan the activity, you take control over, you're taking control over your success. In essence, that's what it is that you begin to take control over your success. And you begin to say, okay, this is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to make sure I get it done. And I know a lot of times you may say, she talks about this a lot, and I do. And the reason I talk about it is because I know that these are probably some of the biggest things that prevent us from being successful. And I say us because, as I said, we all of us, can I say all of us at some point or another, we run into this at some point or another. We think that we're in action, and we're really not in action. And so you have to know that that's what it is. So you can't confuse motion and progress. If you, like I said, if you're looking at a car, you got the engine turned on, you put it in gear, but your feet is on the brake, so you're not moving. You're not progressing forward. So that's what you need to understand. You're not progressing forward. So you can't confuse motion with progress. Things can be in motion, but they're not in progress. And that's what you want to do. I also want to say, if there's something that you'd like to share, all you have to hit is one. I'll see that and we'll open up your mic to speak. But you know, and so that's why I focus on these things a lot, because I unequivocally realize that God has given you much to do. And sometimes when God has given us much to do, it's hard for us to really take all that he has given us and for us to manage it well. But I believe in all my heart, when we begin to understand that we may be the one who devised the plan, but God is really the one who executes the plan. And working smart to me means that you team up with God every single day, that you tap into the power of the Holy Spirit in order for the Holy Spirit to begin to lead and guide you, and you seek him for direction. You seek him to tell you, what do you need to get done today? And some people say, well, I think that's crazy. And I said, but yeah, but when you sit down and you just take a minute to quiet yourself, and to just so then you can hear from him. If you have to wake up a little earlier, do that, because what it's going to do is going to set you more in motion. Take the time to pray. Take time to pray, because what it will do, it will relax your spirit, and it will take a lot of the fear that may be inside of you that's preventing you from moving forward. And so all of these are critical elements that moves you from that place of motion into that place of progressing, into a place of action. And we all want to be actionary. We don't want to just be reactionary. We want to be actionary. We want to be proactive, not reactive. And so we want to know that something can't just slip in our day, a distractor that causes you not to be successful at what God is calling for you to do at this time. And the only way you can do that is take that time, take that quiet time to steal away. If you have children or you're married and you find as though that once they get up, your whole day is just helter-skelter, then plan some time before they get up or plan some time after everybody is quiet and they're asleep that you can have that quiet time so then you can hear the voice of God and you can hear the direction. Because God is not a God who just screams and hollers. He's a God that he always speaks to us in a small whisper, but he begins to give instruction. If you don't have a journal, begin to journal. There are some electronic journals, privatediary.com, that's one of them, that you can begin to journal, and that way you can journal anywhere. You know, if you feel as though I don't have a room in my house where I can just be quiet, what you can do, go hide up in a closet. Go into a closet and just say, you know, this is my little space in the closet. Maybe clothes all around you, but needless to say, it is a quiet place for you in order for you to seek the direction of God, in order for you to get that direction that you need to sit at his feet just like Mary did. Mary sat at his feet and she got direction. Martha was so busy, she was so busy in the process of being busy that she got mad. She got upset and she got mad at Mary and she became jealous. That's not healthy for you. You know, those are not the behaviors that you're seeking. And we have to be so careful because especially when it comes to, and I'm going to talk about church work. Can I just say that you get caught up in church work, and church work will make you feel as though that you're making progress, but you're not. I have encountered too many people who have been caught up in church work because they're in the busyness of church work that they never listen to what God really tells them. And along the way, if you never listen to what God is telling you for you, what he has for you, you will become very frustrated and bitter. And, you know, and some of those people, they just stop doing. They stop caring. They stop doing because they were not in the will of God and they were not progressing. When you move out of motion into progressing, you almost always you're in the will of God. If you are seeking his advice, you're in his will. And anyone who knows me know I am very committed to the ministry I serve under at House of Prayer and Praise, under Pastor Valerie Bennett, and before my pastor went home to be with the Lord this year, Bishop Stephen Bennett. Very committed. I'm very committed. But I'm also committed to what God is telling me to do. So as committed as I am to them, I'm also committed to the work that the Lord has given me. So I don't say to forsake your commitment to your church, but you've got to have a right relationship with it. You have to understand that if God has given you something to do, you still must do it. And you cannot allow what you're doing at church to stop you from doing what God is telling you to do. And when you begin to really seek God, God will give you the ability to do them both. And he'll give you the ability to know what you are to do at your church and when to say no and when to say, no, I can't do that right now. He will give you that ability to say that. And he'll give you a confidence, a guilt-free conscience when you do say it. And so that is one of the reasons why I just want to stress to you that you have to begin to take control over your time. You have to begin to take control over your thoughts. You have to begin to take control over exactly what God is telling you to do. And you want to manage it. And the best way to manage it is seek him for advice at every turn. He will tell you what to do, what to drop, what not to do. He will tell you what people to align yourself with, who to connect with, and who not to connect with. Everybody that says that they're on board with your vision, they are not. Everybody that says that they want to help you, they are not. I want you to understand that. Get that in your spirit. Just because they say that they're for you, just because they say that they're in alignment with you, it does not mean that they are. Some people say it, and every time you ask them to help, they're not available. Clip, let them go. Because a lot of times, people, they want to ride on your laurels, but they're not really there to really to really contribute. And you want to pray and ask God that he gives you that discernment, because if not, again, that's a place where you find yourself in motion and trying to help somebody to learn something when in actuality they really don't want to learn them. And you can use that energy for someone who really wants to learn. You can lead the horse to the water, but you cannot make them drink it. And if they linger there too long, acting as though they want it, you need to say, I need to go and get somebody else who really wants to drink this water. Because there are a lot of people who will stay there for you, and they will be energy depleters. They will deplete your energy. And that's not what you need as you are moving ahead and as you are being successful and as you are doing exactly what God is telling you to do. That's not what you need. You need somebody who's going to be there. You know they're there. You know they're committed. And most of the time, the people that's going to be there and know they're committed, God has already told them, and they are obedient to what God is telling them to do. They're not really working for you. They're working for God. They may even want to leave. They may even want to quit, but they will not be able to quit until God releases them. And they will be committed to you all the way, all the way. They will just do things. You won't have to ask them to do it. They will do it, and they will learn along the way, and they will begin to learn how you operate in order for them to help you be even more efficient in doing what God has called for you to do. So you want to ask God for that discernment. And I want to say this. The person that God has called to work alongside you, if God has called you to work alongside anyone, you must do it. That person, that I know my pastor and I were talking one day, and she said, Jackie, I know God has called you to serve in this ministry, and I know God called me to serve in intercessory prayer. She does not have to tell me every week, that you're going to make sure that you do the intercessory prayer call. You're going to make sure you do this. You're going to make sure you get that done. She doesn't have to do that, because I know what my task is. That takes the burden off of her, because I'm doing what I need to do. And she knows, I know this is covered. I know she's going to make sure that her people are in place every Sunday morning at 9:30. I know she's going to make sure they're in place at 6:30. I know she's going to make sure they're in place at any special service that we have a half an hour before. They're going to be there for the outreach ministries to render prayer to people that need prayer. I know all of this, and I know she's managing that area. Now, would God send people to you? And if you're the person that he has sent, then you have to take on that same attitude. It's not for the person to always be grooming you, although they are always grooming you. But at some point, you have to move into the place where you take the leadership role that's been given you by God. And I want to say by God, because my pastor didn't give that to me. God said, "Now this is your role. You're going to be the one who leads the intercessory team. And if I'm the one to lead the intercessory team, I do it unto God. And whoever is working, who's working alongside you, or they say God has said for them to come and serve you, then they're working unto God, not unto you. So they are working in order to keep progress, to be moving forward. Just like if you're working under someone and you're serving them, you're working to help the progress to keep moving forward. In order to be Long Ranger, you got to master being Tonto. If you never master being Tonto, you're never going to be Long Ranger. You can never lead if you never learn how to effectively follow. And effectively following is that you're helping that leader to continue to progress forward. And the more that you're sowing into someone else's dream, everything that you want to take place in your life, it will take place too. God will bring your dreams to fruition. We are all working together. We are all working hand in hand so we can progress, so we can keep moving. All of us. I mean, I'm working right now because I want you to progress. I want you to move forward. I don't want you to just be in constant motion, but you're never moving or progressing forward. And believe me, If I'm mentoring you, if you say that if you're taking my coaches, I'm going to let you know. You got to do something. You can't just keep coming and telling me I'm fixing too. You got to get off of that fixing, and you got to move into action in order for you to move from just being in motion to progressing. And I feel as though I'm doing you a big disservice if I do not tell you, you got to get moving. If I don't take you and just sort of like, not literally, but sometimes it is literally, that I take you and I just take you and push you forward. Because I have to do that. And then some people get upset. Can you believe that? They get upset at me. And they say, why every time you owe me? And I said, because if you did what God was telling you to do, I wouldn't have to be doing this. I could have some peace. But I have to do this because God's telling you what to do, and he keeps telling you and keep telling you, then you won't do it, and then you come to me, and then he says, I need you to tell them, and I need you to tell them like this. And then you say, why do you got to talk so forceful? Because if you just do what God wants to do, we all can have some peace. I can have peace. I wouldn't have to just keep saying, do this. You know how they don't do it now, but my mother used to shake up. And I don't have to be shaking you and say, would you just do what God says? Stop being afraid. Just do it. And that's the way I feel sometimes. And I know that's the way they feel. She's so hard. She's so mean. But it's not being hard or mean. It's speaking to the spirit of the thing that's stopping you from progressing and becoming everything that God wants you to be. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the spirit behind you that I can see holding you back and won't let you move forward. And I'm determined that you're going to move forward. I'm determined. I have determined that in myself. I want to help everybody I know to move forward in the position that God is calling for you to do and to be effective at it. Not to be mediocre, but to do it with a spirit of excellence, to be diligent. And I'm just determined. I'm just determined for you to become everything he envisioned, everything. And so, yes, I'm passionate. And I'm willing to go into the enemy's camp and pull you out. I'm willing to do that. Because I don't want it to be that you say nobody ever cared that much. I care that much to pull you out. I care that much. I care that much that to fight for you when you won't fight for yourself. My niece, I told her that. And she was looking at me and I told her, I said, I'm going to fight for you when you won't fight for yourself. And she knows that. She knows that if I need that extra push, call Jackie. She may not like everything I'm telling her, but she says she realizes I have her best interest at heart. And that's what I feel for you. I want you to succeed. I want you to excel. I don't want you to be at that same place of motion that you were last year. Your engine is turned on, but you're going nowhere fast. That's not what I want. I want to hear the progress reports. I want to know that you're writing the books, you're starting the businesses, you're doing whatever God is telling you to do, and you are progressing. That means a lot to me. I mean, it means a lot to me to know that you're in the will of God, and you're moving, and you're not afraid to move from that place of motionlessness into a place of being proactively progressive. So I thank God for the word that he has given us on this day. And I just give him honor and glory because he is God. I do want to hear from you. We will start tonight, 11:59, a minute to midnight, Marketplace Prayer Boot Camp. I do hope that you'll be able to join us. We will be putting the information out on all of our social media platforms as well as our websites. And we want to make sure that you come, that you be a part of it, so you can go to the next level. And I know sometimes people say 11:59. Sometimes we have to make sacrifices as we are looking to go to that next level, as we are looking to become everything that God requires for us to be. You know, for me, it's like sometimes I be thinking, Lord, do I just have to do this? But, you know, I do because this is the mandate on my life. I don't have a choice. I have a mandate to encourage other people. That's a mandate on my life. I don't have a choice about it. And I've accepted it. You know, and just like any time you say, oh, can I just do a rest? But, you know, but the more I do it, the more I get excited about this week from for this month is from the 6th from tonight all the way to Sunday night. And I'm excited, and I get excited about what God is going to give me in order for me to give it to you so then you can go higher. So please join us tonight at 11:59, a minute to midnight, Marketplace Prayer Boot Camp. If you need the information, you can inbox me on any of the social medias. But you will always find it out there, and it's also up on our website, JackieShowers.org or TheMeatPlace.com or TheMeatPlace.org. You will be able to find us, and you will be able to locate us. But again, I just want to say thank you for coming and being with us on Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie once again. And I do hope, and please let us know, you know, let us know on Facebook and Twitter. Let us know so other people can know exactly what we're doing here, and they can come and they can participate. Sometimes people don't know. I want you to mark your calendars already. Put it down. If you want to come, you want to help volunteer, you can still go up on our website and you can still volunteer for Oak Breakout, which will be June 23rd through the 25th of 2016. And we do hope that you will come and you'll be a part of it. And also, if you, like I said, if you want to come work with us, come work right alongside us. Oh, I'm telling you, you will learn, because I will make sure that you learn some new things that not just to help me, but that's going to help everything that God is telling you to do. So with that being said, I hope you'll join us again on next week at Wisdom, Wealth, and Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie.
Thank you for listening to Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie. We encourage you to visit our website at www.tsgm.org to subscribe to our weekly e-blast, Showers Blessing, and keep apprised of our activities and events. Learn more about the Me Place Empowerment Institute at www.themeplace.org. And it is always our prayer for you to have a successful, prosperous, and productive week as a marketplace influencer.